extinguisher, so he put stripes on NFA shirts because he kept throwing them to the other team.
All right, I'd like to bring the town of Montville Town Council public hearing to order for the September 16th, 2024. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The records show that we have five town councilor, Councilor Utnick, Councilor Lathrop, Councilor May, Councilor Jaskiewicz, and Councilor Southard. In order, Councilor Karen and Councilor Zabilia are not present. So the town of Montville published a notice of ordinance hearing, the following ordinance, copies of which may be obtained at the town office of the town clerk during office hours. It was introduced at a regular meeting of the town council held on September 9th, 2024, and a public hearing thereon and for its consideration by the town council will be held at the town hall, council chambers, Monday, September 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. And that's this meeting. And I'll read the ordinance and then we will open it up. An ordinance regarding authority to declare line of duty firefighter, declare line of duty death of firefighters. The town of Montville hereby ordains section 1 pursuant of section 7 tac 313E of the Connecticut General Statutes, if the death of a volunteer firefighter is caused by a cardiac event, stroke, or pulmonary embolism that occurred not later than 24 hours after such firefighter conducted a shift or training, the chief of such firefighter's fire department shall have the authority to determine whether such firefighter died in the line of duty. Item B, if the death of a uniformed town employee firefighter is caused by a cardiac event, stroke, pulmonary embolism that occurred not later than 24 hours after such firefighter concluded a shift or training, the chief of the, here it says department, but that should read company, or any member serving in a capacity of the fire officer in charge overseeing his or her last shift, shall have the authority to determine whether such firefighter died in the line of duty. And section 2, this ordinance shall become effective 30 days from the date of its adoption. Dated Montville, Connecticut, this 9th day of September 2024. Katie Herring, Montville Town Clerk. So I just want to point out in sections A and B, it does reference department, and that is a scrivener's error that should read company, fire company. So, Mayor, this is something that you helped bring forth. Did you have any comments or suggestions?
This was brought forward from the Public Safety Commission in recognition of the latest revision to 7-313E of the Connecticut General Statutes, where the only difference between what was going on in other towns as Montville is the lack of a fire chief as a paid town employee, and this just clarifies who can make that declaration. That's all.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to open up the public hearing for any person that wishes to speak for or against. Guess I'll start off with for. Anyone like to speak for this ordinance? And please state your name, please, and address.
I'm sorry.
You can, why don't you walk up and talk to this microphone if you want?
I speak loud enough. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. They're going to want you on the recording.
No, you. We got to have you on the recording.
I'm sorry. If you don't mind, just if you want to grab one of the microphones, I'm sorry to do that that way, but that's.
Yeah. Matthew Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive. I just had a few questions. I didn't know what the current benefit is for a firefighter in town. I've been a firefighter for almost 16 years in town and as a volunteer. And I was led to believe last year that when we shifted the insurance, the town went to a different company, that the volunteers were left out of that as far as a death benefit. We're covered in the workman's comp, I was told, but not as a death benefit. So although I'm for this ordinance, does it mean anything if the town's not going to contribute? You know, and
at this time, the council can't discuss with you that.
But
we're going to have a meeting at 6:15,
yep.
And during that, we will definitely discuss that topic.
Okay. And, I think as far as the ordinance goes, I noticed a couple of minor grammatical things that may need to be changed, or because other ordinances that the town has signify firefighter, EMT, or fire police. They're totally separate job titles. And my concern would be that what if a guy has a heart attack after lifting a 400-pound patient out of a house, and you know he's only an EMT, he's not a firefighter. So
we'll definitely discuss that.
Because in other ordinances in town, such as the stipend program, it clarifies, you know, it delineates between the three different jobs. So
that's a good point, because it clearly states firefighters.
Right.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Anyone else that wishes to speak for the ordinance? You can walk slower.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Timothy Condon. I'm the union president for the Montville Firefighters. Just a couple of quick comments. So we were watching this legislation go through this past legislative cycle, and we brought this to the attention of the Public Safety Commission because, as the mayor aptly put, we don't have a fire department. And the Public Act specifically states that you have to have a fire chief or a fire department, and we don't have that here. So the career staff specifically in the town was going to be left in a loophole. So I just want to thank everybody for coming out, and you know, this legislation is moving quickly. And I think that, you know, sometimes the people up there under the Golden Dome don't realize how fast or slow municipal governments can work, because this has to be enacted by October the 1st. The comment really that I'm looking to ask is if you would consider Section 2 of the ordinance, modifying this ordinance to an emergency ordinance, waiving the 30-day period. The ordinance has to be enacted by October 1. If left in its current format, this would push us past October 1st. CCM put out a notice to all communities who were affected by this, reminding them that this has to be actually in place October 1. So we are allowed here in Montville under our charter, ironically 313 of our charter, that you can designate an emergency ordinance. Between meetings, if you wanted to quickly look it up, it's section 313, like I said, but it offers no modifications to what you've done already. The only thing is, I believe if you read it, you'd have to declare when the emergency is over, why it needed to be an emergency. And probably at your next regular meeting, you'd have to enact this as a regular ordinance. And it follows all of the parameters that are needed to be met to be an emergency ordinance. It doesn't levy any new taxes or extend any contracts. And again, that was a recommendation by the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. Thank you.
Anyone else that wishes to speak for the ordinance? I'll open up the floor now to anyone that wishes to speak against the ordinance. Anyone wishes to speak against the ordinance? And I'll go one more time. Anyone wishes to speak against the ordinance? All right. Remarks from the public for the 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? one more time, remarks from the public with a three-minute limit. All right, moving on, remarks from the councilors and the mayor. Councilor Unick?
Both of these gentlemen made really good points that we should amend to
Absolutely.
Correct those.
Yeah. Councilor Latham?
I have a couple questions about that. Like, if we have a paid firefighter and they are volunteering in another town, so say they get off shift here, they volunteer in another town, something happens to them while they're there, but it's within that 24 hours, who's then responsible?
That is a question that was
Or if they're volunteering up. Here and they're a paid firefighter somewhere else and it happens there.
Yeah, I think that's something, that's the reason why they had the fire chiefs, because they would hopefully know that and could say so. There's a lot of things that I ask questions on this ordinance.
I don't know. I look for things in writing, not just hoping that something gets figured out. Like, I would like some verbiage in it.
To be honest with you, I did talk to the town attorney about this thing, about the town's liability and where does it go. And for this effort right here, the only thing is we're establishing a person or persons that will make that determination.
That's all this is talking about.
The next part is we also got insurance liability. You know, what are we signed on to? Does this affect our coverage? Because we got all these different things. So your question was top on my list of applicability, I'll put it that way. So we gotta figure that out.
Okay.
And but it's absolutely, you know, the town's risk and liability was looked at whenever, but this is something the state, you know, passed a law, and we have to have a method to determine.
Yeah,
and that's what
yeah.
it is right now.
You know, sometimes, you know, the state does things, they see things one way, but they don't take all those little small town things into effect, you know, that somebody might be paid somewhere but volunteer somewhere else, or volunteer and then, you know.
That's a good point. Good point. And I'm glad you brought it up, but it is something that we did. I actually pushed it back to the town attorney for several of those reasons, but right now we're just looking at this part aspect, but I think we need to task that next part to see exactly, you know. Councilor Jaskins?
I don't have anything. I want to look into it more, to be honest with you. So.
Councilor Sutton?
Nope.
Mayor?
I can just say that it matters where they were last employed or volunteering. Basically, that's what it comes down to.
Well, I think, why don't we get that discussion at our next part? And yeah. I think you may have missed what we were saying.
Yeah, well, no, what he's saying is...
I appreciate the answer, though.
You're right, it doesn't have anything to do with the language in this ordinance, and it is a question for another issue. However, just so you know, that wherever they were last, what it applies to. And as far as the 30 days, you know, good catch. That's all I can tell you. Math wasn't there.
No, this becomes effective. It's all right. It'll come effective the day we establish it.
Yes. But
we're going to waive. I think I'm going to suggest we waive the 30-day and make this totally effective. Is it September 30th or September 31st?
30.
All right. So we'll do that at our next meeting.
Okay.
All right. So we'll discuss that then. So any more comments? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Note the time. 6:13, public hearing closed. Stop the recording. You hit the button. Okay. We're pretty much going to start the next meeting, so give it a minute or two.
You walked over to sit down and come right back.
All right, I'd like to bring to order the Town of Mottville Town Council special meeting of September 16th, 2024. Please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Councilor Utnick, Councilor Lathrop, Councilor May, Councilor Jaskiewicz, and Councilor Southard are present. and Councilor Karen and Councilor Sevilla are absent. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Gary Murphy, 55 Laurel Point Drive. I'm speaking in favor of the ordinance. You know, this is it's not really a difficult thing to be taken care of if should that unfortunate accident happen. There are so many different organizations that help you do it. The International Firefighters, Connecticut Firefighters, the London County Fire Chiefs Association. They all join in forces and help you with all the paperwork. When I was president of the London County Fire Chief many years ago, while I was president, there was a firefighter from Pawcatuck that died, and I was involved in that. There is a lot of work involved, but they don't leave you out just to say, you take care of a chief, because there's a lot to it, a lot of paperwork. You can't believe the amount of things that you have to be able to prove and to be able to show. The government and the state, they have a checklist, a complete checklist of everything that you need, every piece of paperwork that you could possibly have to have, autopsy reports, a smoker, doctors, all those things. There's a ton of it. And there are people out there to help us do it. Human resources, the work with the mayor, the work with, they got to leave it to the fire chief. The fire chief is basically going to say, yeah, that guy was there at the scene. He did fight the fire at this hour. Here's the report that says that. The rest of it's all done really through the federal government. The answer to what Matt was asking the question, I believe it's still that should a volunteer fire department, volunteer firefighter in Connecticut die in the line of duty, the payment from the state of Connecticut is about $200,000. There is other money involved from other sources. And there's also federal government money, which is a lot more. They make it so that, and they, like in anything else, that the firefighter's family does not have to burden financial situations through their existence of their children or his wife. So there are a lot of benefits out there for a firefighter. EMT, they're covered under the state statute, just, you know, like everybody else in this whole thing. Fire police, everybody's covered through it all. But it's difficult to do, but it's not difficult to get it done. Thank you.
Remarks from the public for the 3-minute limit.
Again, good evening, Timothy Condon. I just wanted to say again, thank you, because this legislation does really, it affects everybody, but we were gonna be left out if this body didn't take this action. So on behalf of your, the firefighters who weren't gonna be covered, I wanna thank you. And we've seen a lot of action coming out of our Capitol between the cancer bill, the PTSD bill, the studies that they're doing on our volunteer fire services, the combination PSRs. I'm hoping that's, this kind of thing keeps up. And I do just want to make another comment about a public comment that was made by Mr. Suarez. This, your focus on this was narrow to try to address us as we were left out, but this, just so we know, this addresses the police, and I think the concern is already addressed in the Public Act for EMTs, because it addresses that there's the chief of service, or they have a different name for the head of an EMS service, that EMS is included in this separately, so those folks would be captured under that if they're not a combination, say, firefighter or EMT, if they were just EMS. So those folks are captured under the Public Act, but not here, because it wasn't necessary for you to go over. Just like there's no language in here for the PD, because that's taken care of. So thank you.
Anyone else? Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? All right, hearing none. New business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the ordinance entitled An Ordinance Regarding Authority to Declare Line of Duty Death of Firefighters, as heard at the public hearing held on Monday, September 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in the town council's chambers at Montville Town Hall.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Well, I've got some good information from Mr. Murphy on that. Thank you. Because that was some of the things I had going through my head. Can't be just one guy saying, you know, it's got to be a lot of other things, a doctor and all that stuff. going through the motions, but for us to at least have it. And if there's anything else that maybe we can correct, but I think we should go ahead and approve this and do what we have to do to doctor it or fix it a little bit later on. But right now, we got to get it going. And that's how I'm going to vote. I support it.
Do we need to amend the language to add EMT and fire police?
I would, or at least make it a statement. And then if we have to do the ordinance over again, we'll at least have this ordinance in place. But I think what I'm trying to get at is, because I'd also like to have this fully effective September 30th, 2024, and state that it's we're not waiting the 30 days, that we're going to do it at September 30th. So I think in addition, I'd like to take your recommendation is that we say that this town council is stating that firefighters are all the, you know, let's state it, EMTs.
And fire police.
Fire police.
Well, that's all part, right? A fire cop. If you said a fire police, what would you associate them with?
Well, they're part of the fire.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying we want to publicly state it because we don't want to just say firefighters and inadvertently omit them. I think that's what.
Right. I think that was the point made, and I think it's a valid point because somebody could say you're not a fireman because you never completed firefighter training school or whatever they have to be firemen.
Now,
they're still out there doing stuff.
Yeah, EMTs are, you know, you got paramedics, EMTs, firefighters. I'm not the most person who can say it. Then you have the fire police, you know, all these different things. So I think we need to, at the very least, I'd like to amend this with the addition that the town council states that firefighters is defined as firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, and fire police. And that this ordinance will be fully effective September 30th, 2024.
I think with those amendments, it's good.
Can we do that now, though? Since you published this with what's out there now, and now you're going to change it?
We're not changing it. We're just making a statement.
You're changing the ordinance.
Well, we're not changing the ordinance. We're adding clarification and a date that it's going to be fully.
You're going to add things to the ordinance. Am I correct, or did I miss that?
Well, the only other way around this is to have another special meeting.
I'm with you. I agree, but I don't know if we can just do that.
Well, I think.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
Go ahead. Finish up.
You know, we had it published in the paper and talking about it, and now we want to go ahead and add stuff. I don't think we should be doing that. I really don't. We let the people know this is what the ordinance is going to be, that's what it should be.
We're actually not changing the ordinance. What we're changing is a resolution to adopt the ordinance.
You want to add people to the ordinance, don't you?
No.
You're just going to add them?
We're not changing anything in the ordinance. We're just changing what the town council feels as constitutes a firefighter. But
I think that the mere fact that it's referring to the company and the members of the company are the ones that it's pertaining to. And the resolution is going to clarify that.
Okay.
I'll go through. I know Councilor Utnick made a statement. I think he and I are in agreement. Councilor Lathrop, are you in agreement to add the language to make it for clarification and to make a fully effective date of September 30th?
I'm okay with making those changes.
Are you?
I agree, and I was going to ask Mr. Congdon there. When you talk on the state level, like firefighters, you have an umbrella that covers these supportive services like EMS and fire police, correct? Yeah, all I'm saying is I think the way I'm, don't kill me on this, is that like that's what they're saying, and we're just clarifying how the state has that wording covered. Yeah, no, what I'm saying is like, so if the state says firefighters and they cover EMS underneath that,
we're basically doing the same thing. We're just putting a few more words in it to make sure everyone understands it. It's clear. So it's not really changing anything. It's just defining a little better. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I agree with
you,
sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilor Southard?
No, I agree. That clarifying and defining needs to be added. I agree with that, yes.
See, I think what we're trying to avoid is, say, a fire policeman is out there directing traffic and he gets hit by a truck and killed. We don't want something down the road to say, hey, he's not a fireman, so he gets no benefit.
Absolutely.
I agree.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would complain about that change because that's not what was printed in the newspaper, and that's what we're trying to rectify. So,
yeah, did you say anybody in their right mind?
Well,
you just said.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would complain about that. That we want to try to protect the EMTs and the fire police.
Well, like I said, I think we're just
by adding them by definition by their title.
Who's saying we're not protecting them?
What's that?
Who's saying we're not protecting them?
No. It's just
this is a technicality I'm talking about.
Okay.
Well, that's the whole thing. We're clarifying the technicality, and I think by us verbalizing during our voting of the resolution to adopt the ordinance, as you know. All we're doing is we're putting it in the record that when we say firefighters, we're specifically saying not only firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, and fire police. That's all we're doing. And that way it's in the record that so if anybody comes back, they can say, hey, in the minutes, that's what they were looking at, right? So we're not changing the ordinance. Its ordinance will still say firefighters. And the other thing I think we need to do is that this will be fully effective September 30th, 2024, due to the state requirements that this has to be in place before October 1st. All right?
Do we have to do something at the next regular meeting
regarding
this as well?
So that's what he was saying, is that we need to take it out of emergency order into a regular order. So we're putting it into emergency order to make it effective, but then we need to put it into a regular order when it's no longer an emergency to have it in by time.
So at the regular meeting, we can change the wording to add these minor changes, and then that should satisfy Councilor Jaskiewicz, because it'll be posted again that this is the final draft. This is what we're gonna.
The only thing is, if the next town council meeting is after October 1st.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah,
So
that will work.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, if we're going to do this, you know, if you want to do it, the fundamentally specific is have another special meeting to do that. But I think we can accomplish it today. No one's going to say.
I agree with you, Mr. Chairman.
I don't think anyone's going to say, well, you're doing it. I mean, what's 30 days from today? That should be October 16th or 17th. So unless somebody in the public has a real problem with us taking on this, then we'll deal with that, you know. But I think the intent is to get this in place to meet statutory requirements.
I agree with you.
And as somebody was telling me, I think it was you, or you were stating that, or no, Mr. Connor was stating, this doesn't affect pay, it doesn't affect any tax levies, it doesn't affect anything that's going to be an encumbrance on anyone, other than it's going to benefit, God forbid, the death of a fire professional. So with that said, I think we're going to adopt this with the, do we need to read this again, or are we all set?
Why don't you read it again just to get it on the record?
All right.
That would be my suggestion.
Now, I'm just reading it in. You don't have to second or anything. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the ordinance titled An Ordinance Regarding Authority to Declare Line of Duty Death of Firefighters as heard at the public hearing held on Monday, September 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in the town council chambers at Montville Town Hall. In addition, the town council wants to state that firefighters, meaning not only firefighters, but EMTs, paramedics, and the fire police. We also wish that this to be fully effective on September 30th, 2024. So that is what is read, and we've discussed it, and I would like to have a roll call vote, please. So I will start off with Councilor Utnick.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor May is favor. Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
And Councilor Southern.
Favor.
So that is a unanimous vote, 5-2. The resolution to adopt the ordinance passes. At this time, I'd like to remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Matthew Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive. I just wanted to say I think you guys did a good thing tonight getting this pushed through. The whole reason I brought that up about the firefighter, EMT, fire police difference is it's in another town ordinance separated out, and that's why I brought that up. I wasn't trying to stir the pot and get everybody all...
No, I like getting details right. Thank you.
Just a couple of things that I forgot to say. I know that there are three of the four departments in town are members of the Connecticut Firefighters Association. And it's important that I believe, I don't know if the fourth one is, I'm trying to find that out, but I know the three are, and to belong to that organization as a member, if your fire department is a member, there is additional benefits that are made to firefighters' families that are, if the department belongs to it, they're also covered under more insurance to be given. And I just think that, you know, that's something that we should make sure, and I'll bring it up at public safety, but I also think that town council should make sure that their chiefs, that the four chiefs know that that's something that should be done and made sure that it's, that their dues are paid every year and that they belong to, it's very inexpensive to belong. They meet monthly, it's a great organization, but if you belong to that, if your department belongs, you don't have to individually, but if your department is a member, there's additional money, and it's considerable, that's made available to you. And also, I believe that when during COVID happened, started, is because we were, so many firefighters were becoming ill and did become ill, that they did, I think back in the beginning, they did add the EMTs to the list of, to be covered, you know, in case of death. And I think that they're either just in the process of doing it or they've already passed it for fire police. So they are also working, they're not leaving the fire police out. And if that's the case, then you have to start, if that's going to be an issue, then I guess you could always make fire police a firefighter, fire police. You know, he still has to be trained. They still go to training, you know, they're still part of everything, you know. So there are ways, and you just have to make sure now that all the bases are covered so that they're covered.
Let me ask you, I know you're doing a comment, I just want to ask a suggestion is, since you're the chair of the public safety, is that maybe you guys make a declaration of the definition of, on all these statements, when they say firefighter, that to include these people, you know, EMTs, paramedics, just for a, that we're all swimming in the same stream, and that the public safety has that same thing as a town council, so that there's absolutely no ambiguity that when we say firefighter, we're saying all these people.
Okay.
It's simple to do. It's easy. I just want to make sure you got it on the record and in your minutes.
Okay.
And as a reminder, when you come up, if you could introduce yourself, please.
Gary Murphy, 55 Laurel Point Drive in Oakdale. Sorry.
Thank you very much, sir.
Gary, what's the name of that organization? I missed it taking notes.
State of Connecticut Firefighters Association.
Thank you.
And I just want to ask one quick question, and I'll in the meeting, or we got to do some other stuff, but... So whenever we're doing another town, we're helping another town through whatever service. So we're, you know, what do they call that?
Support services?
Or, well, whenever we're doing another town, it's got a that's famous name for it.
Mutual aid.
Mutual aid. So these are all applicable for any mutual aid. So if our one of our professional, you know, our fire trained people are working in another town, you know, on mutual aid, it's still the same. Right.
Yes.
No. There's no ambiguity.
Well, there are certain things where that town that you're working in, well, could be the one responsible to cover you.
Well,
so there, it just depends. There's a lot of little things that it'll depend
that's
on.
That's one
but
thing.
You are covered.
I'm gonna.
If you are dispatched out to a call, you are covered.
Because I'm going back to Councilor Lathrop, and my issue is, if you've got a firefighter that's doing double duty, maybe he's full time here.
And oh, I see what you're saying.
So, and also, if you're doing mutual aid, so run those scenarios and questions down so we can take them back to our town attorney and say, hey, we just want clarification on this. And if we need to take that through public safety to make a clarification of whenever these things happen, this is what we're going to do. and if that needs to go to the town council for a resolution. But we need to define all those tangential things that are going to come up. You know, if somebody does this or this happens, just so we verbalize it and we understand that we've looked at that situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, we have guys now that, you know, not volunteers that do it because they don't fall in the same category. Our career guys do work in other towns. They do work for other ambulance associations. They work, well, I know that they work like for Basra Fire. I'm not sure of any other ones, you know, but they do. And if they're working and it falls within that 24-hour period that happened to them, and they come to Montville and they're in that golden hour there, the golden zone, I don't know how that really works out, but I'm sure that it's happened to somebody, well, and I can find out.
Regardless of whether, you know, what we're just saying is that we've thought about these situations, and this is what our opinion is on it. And that's it. And in that way, if we get the legal, then we know. We've at least looked at it. Because we don't want to be down that road, well, we never looked at it, we don't know. And then some poor family's got to either suffer or go through some legal thing that maybe they should.
Right, I mean, you don't want to have a guy that worked at Basra today, went and fought a fire, comes in tomorrow morning, goes to one of the fire stations here to come to work, shows up at 7 o'clock, and at 7:05 he has a heart attack and dies. Who's responsible? Basra or Montville?
There you go. You've canned the scenario that we need to articulate. That's all I'm saying.
Like I said, I'm sure that there are these things have come up somewhere else before, and there's probably a precedent somewhere. In fact, I'm sure that there is.
I just think
it can be easily found.
So, I just think it'd be great if the public safety would at least address it and look at it and make a comment on what they think. Then we can run it by our town attorney and make sure that it's the way the town should be looking at it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the public with the 3-minute limit?
Timothy Condon again. I just want to say thank you again for getting this passed, and a little bit of maybe information from Mr. Joe Jaskowitz. Good questions on what you can modify and what you can't. As somebody else who's, I'm the head of public safety for the town of Waterford, and we're grappling with the same issue right now. We literally had that same question posed to your same town attorneys. Our town attorneys, Sussman Shapiro, and we were advised that as long as an item is discussed in a public format at a public hearing where the public had the chance to show up, and you're modifying it to what the public stated, there's no issue there. But I would I'd direct you back to Sussman, who also gave us the same opinion as to what you were just talking about with the coverage. Great questions. I think you're going to find that it's very well documented. The only crazy one that I would throw by you is when you have a guy who works for your town who's volunteering in another town and comes in mutual aid into where he works. We've tried to avoid that headache. But other than that, every town's covered under the Fire Act, state statutes. It's pretty well documented. It would, you know, for your own education, it is something that you need to know. But we have had instances since I've been employed here where we have had firefighters get injured in other towns. Most recently, we had a firefighter, Paul Zabulis, get injured playing softball for another fire department, and that town covered the comp. And we can actually take that as a case study so you can see actually how that worked out. But thank you again.
No, thank you. I just want to say that we have our TARP, and actually this should have went through TARP, but it was such an issue that we had to get through quickly and get it to the town council that it didn't. And I think, you know, whenever the public safety does go through all those iterations, that we'll go to TARP and make sure that we codify it and at least acknowledge it. Do you agree with that, Councilor Jessica?
Yes.
So. With that in mind, I'll run through the any comments, Councilor Utnick?
Nothing.
Councilor Lether?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
No, thank you, guys.
Councilor Souther?
No.
Mayor?
All set, thanks.
All right, and nothing for me.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all in favor, let's go home.
That's some good bipartisan legislating right there.
Yeah, did you see?
Did we just hit the button to turn it off, or do you want to turn it off?
Yeah.
They lose by 3 points. They got no field goal kicker. They miss.